glory and grace.
Welcome to Moments of Inspiration, an international Christian ministry sponsored by many Christians and churches of Christ interested in sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Every message and program is designed to honor Jesus Christ, who is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. We invite you to listen for the next 15 minutes as we present a time of worship with inspirational songs and a biblical message brought by MOI's featured speaker, Max Pratt. Please join us now for a few moments of inspiration. Today on Moments of Inspiration, we have with us Larry Billingsley to share the message of the day. We invite you to listen to Larry as he presents the Word of God.
Today's text is when Luke chapter 11, 37 through 54. I'm going to read a portion of it. It says, when Jesus had finished speaking, a Pharisee invited him to eat with him. So he went in and reclined at the table. But the Pharisees, noting Jesus did not first wash before the meal, was surprised. When the Lord said to him, now then, you Pharisees clean the outside of the cup and dish, but inside you are full of greed and wickedness. You foolish people! Did not the one who made the outside make the inside also? But give what is inside the dish to the poor, and everything will be clean for you. Jesus was invited by the Pharisees to eat with him. The Pharisees noted that Jesus did not follow all the rituals and traditions of washing before eating. Its text indicates the Pharisees clearly expected that Jesus, as a noted religious teacher, would conform to the acceptable practice. But Jesus gave the man a scathing rebuke to his spirit of hypocrisy, and that is to put ritual above true spirituality. Jesus points to the fact that God values the heart, the inner man, above the ceremonial, ritual, and public display. They could keep their rules and still be full of greed and wickedness. They were concerned with what one does. Jesus is concerned with what one is. We must give from our heart, not just make an outward gesture. When one gives from the heart, everything is clean. No amount of pouring of water will cleanse the hypocrisy. Not rejecting one, but emphasizing the most important one. You should have practiced the latter without leaving the former undone. Jesus points to the fact the Father in heaven condemns placing rituals, ceremonies, and etc. above sincere, heartfelt love for the Lord. Being filled with greed and wickedness destroys one's relationship with God, in Luke 11, verse 39. Practicing such hypocrisy was a result of their greed and wickedness. It is so important to Jesus he make this point clear by giving them a series of scathing woes. He gives them one after another. You see, they focus on one thing. Jesus' focus is on spiritual, not to leave the other things undone. And so the argument is that one who made the outside made the inside as well, verses 40 and 41. Put justice and love up front, not neglecting the others. Woes are given to show that God dislikes us to disagree or to practice something else. He says, woe to you because you neglect justice and the love of God, verse 42. You love the most important seats in the synagogues and greetings in the marketplace. You are like unmarked graves which men walk over without knowing it. Those who walked on graves became ceremonially unclean by their traditions. So those who walk on these Pharisees' ways became unclean as well, Jesus is pointing out. In saying these things, the experts of the law says, you offend us. You load people down with burdens They can hardly carry, Jesus says, and you yourselves will not lift one finger to help them. You build tombs for the prophets, and it was your forefathers who killed them. So you testify that you approve of what your forefathers did. They killed the prophets, and you built their tombs. Because of this, God, in His wisdom, said, I will send them prophets and apostles, some of whom they will kill and others they will persecute. Therefore, this generation will be held responsible for the blood of all the prophets that have been shed since the beginning of the world. From the blood of Abel to the blood of Zechariah, who was killed between the altar and the sanctuary. Yes, I tell you, this generation will be held responsible for it all. In verses 47 through 48, this actions of building tombs for persecuted prophets gives seemingly an unconscious approval to the murders. They did what showed that they approved of the persecution and the killing of these prophets of God. It is through God's wisdom this transpired. He knew people would reject His message, and those then and those now will be held accountable for the rejection. You've taken away the keys of the knowledge, He says to them. You yourselves have not entered, and you have hindered those who were entering. Instead of opening up God's treasure of knowledge, the lawyers, teachers that He was talking to made them such that it was no longer God's word. You see, after this, they opposed Him fiercely. They were waiting to catch Him in something that He might say that's just wrong. And these warnings are here for us to change when we hear them. You and I should be doers of the word and not hearers only of God's word. This is the faith that God calls upon us to have to enter in and receive the grace of God that He has and wants for every man on earth.
There's a sweet, sweet spirit in this place, and I know that it's the Spirit of the Lord. There are sweet expressions on each face, song to sing, that made my winters turn into spring, that gave new meaning to everything, talking about the love of God. Not long ago,
My rebel heart wanted to doubt him, but now I know that I'd be nothing without him. Though I might stumble when courage is gone, still there is something that beckons me on. A mighty tower to lean upon, talking about the love of God. Not long ago, my rebel heart wanted to doubt him, but now I know that I'd be nothing without him. Though I must stumble when courage is gone, still there is something that beckons me on. A mighty tower to lean upon, talking about the love of God. Talking about the love of God.
Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in His wonderful face. And the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of His glory and grace.
Thank you for tuning into Moments of Inspiration. This ministry exists to honor Jesus and to encourage you in your walk of faith with Him. For more information, you can visit our website, momentsofinspiration.org. We offer free of charge a modern English version of the Bible. We also offer the New Life Behavioral Studies as a correspondence course. These studies help us understand the value of knowing Jesus and living the Christian life. If you're interested in these or other studies, you can write us at Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas 76821. Again, our address is Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas 76821. You may also contact us by email, moiradio@sbcglobal.net. Once again, our website is momentsofinspiration.org, where you will find more information about our ministry. Please join us next week for Moments of Inspiration. Moments is produced at KRUN 1400 AM in Ballinger, Texas.
In the light.